You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. You are tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. And we have the honor of being joined on the phone by Mayor Dan Rivera of Lawrence. Good morning again, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Great. Hey, a lot going on in the state, up in the state house. Governor Baker has just released more Chapter 90 money. Let's kind of talk about the infrastructure of Lawrence and some of the things that you guys are working on up there.
I would say that Chapter 90 dollars have been a blessing. Our state reps, the state senator, Bob Italian, Craig Moran, Marcos Devers, and Dan Desaglio, they worked their tail off with the governor to come up with this blue. And for us, it's been a blessing. You know, again, when you think about our size, we're 6.7 square miles. The amount of taxes we have to put on people to be, unreachable for folks. And so we depend a lot on state aid. And this is one of those primary ones where we're going to fix streets that have been not fixed for tons of years and, do it in a real smart way and make sure the state knows we're being responsible with their money. But it's made the difference for us. Now, one of the things you could use Chapter 90 money is to design other projects. So we have, former mayors used to just do a bunch of, paving. But if you do design work, you can apply for grants and dollars from the federal government that's in the millions. So we're using, $200,000 last year to leverage $2.4 million. And so this Chapter 90 money is really the seed corn for a lot of our infrastructure projects, from bridge to sidewalks to roads. But you can't do those things unless you do some of the design work, too. So it's been invaluable, and I'm glad that they can come to an agreement and get that done fast.
How would you grade your roads and bridges in the city of Lawrence? Like when I used to be a selectman, we used to grade our roads every year as part of our capital planning. And so, what type of grade would you give?
I think people in our community, if you hadn't had your street fixed in the last couple of years, you'd probably grade the city streets a D or an F. And partly because we have been tearing up a lot of streets to do this other infrastructure that no one likes to talk about, which is water and sewer. So we have a lot of streets open. So in the last couple of years, it does feel like a lot of streets are bummed out. I think if you ask me that question 2 years from now, I think we're going to be in the C, the CB area, because we're going to have a lot of streets done after having opened a lot of streets. But we wouldn't have been able to do it without Chapter $90 to get it done.
So a lot of good things are happening. Let's talk a little bit about you, your personal background. You used to be a city councilor, a veteran of the United States Army, as both Terry and I are. So thank you for your service to that.
It was my honor to serve.
Thank you, and we thank you for it. What is Mayor Dan Rivera's political future look like going forward?
I being the mayor of a city like Lawrence, it really calls for your full attention. We are so focused on making Lawrence better every day. I think about, we had two recalls that we beat come through, and the recalls were such a distraction that, one of the things our teams, tried to do the whole time was focus on the work, focus on collecting taxes from people who hadn't paid taxes in a decade. And that means we've collected more taxes in the last 2 years than the previous seven altogether. So things like that we're focused on, because honestly, it's a blessing to have the job that I have. When you win by 81 votes, you just try to make every bit of it. And you want to stay focused because, that's something that they really hit my predecessor on. He wanted to keep two jobs and all this other stuff. And, it's tough to be there. So, I'm honored and kind of, a little bit embarrassed people talking about other things for me. But, we're going to try to do the best we can here because we have a lot of people to make feel proud for having given us this chance to do this.
So if, you're going to probably run for re-election, but let's say it was 5 years from now and you were talking to somebody, what would be the top maybe three or four things that you'd say, well, these are the good things I've done in Lawrence to make it a better community for everyone? What things would you like to say would be your major accomplishments?
First and foremost, if I can get people to think differently about our city, changing the perception of what Lawrence is and what Lawrence can be, that would be a great legacy to have. I think second to that, and part and parcel with that is, you know, fixing the crime problem. I mean, I want people to feel safe in our community. We're showing that we are making it safer, but the numbers are showing that. You know, something like 400 less vehicles stolen in the last 2 years. And so that type of stuff that you can show people that you're actually doing, but they won't feel safe unless they actually have that experience of being safe. So that's a second legacy. I hope that I can say, hey, listen, looking back at what we did, we made law safer. And then we fixed some of these institutional problems that we've had for a long time. You know, I'm talking about tax cheats and back tax, you know, people that have paid back taxes. Talking about creating the first in a generation urban renewal plan that helps us fix our downtown and get us on the road to a better economic and financial state. Those are the things I want to go back and check. And I think that we will be able to do that because we're going to stay focused on that. And, you know, we make a decision to run again and we get another 4 years. I think that's the type of stuff that we're going to stay focused on.
So what is the economic climate in the city of Lawrence? How are the business owners? Are they thriving or?
It's tough. You know, it's been better than it's been in a long time. And then part of that because of the national economy. But we're also a place where, for the first time in a long time, if you're going to do business in Lawrence, government stays out of your way. We do a wraparound meeting with people. We make it very easy so you don't have to go to the fire department, then go to the inspectional services, and then go to planning. None of that. When you do business in Lawrence, you have a big meeting. Everybody comes to you. Everybody gets their answers, their questions answered, and their information out there wrote all in one fell swoop. And it's made it so that our industrial park is upwards 75-80% full and hadn't been that way in a very long time.
Well, Mayor, I've got to tell you that you just got a round of applause throughout the radio station here by your answer there. You know, hey, just stay out of the way. You know, be there to support, but stay out of the way and let business do it. So, kudos to you for doing that. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm a poster boy for Democratic policies. I'm a public school kid, public higher ed, GI Bill. My mom, you know, we had some tough times, so we did was on welfare. We did public housing. And so I'm in Pell Grants, all these things that are kind of seen as Democrat. But I'm also about, you know, government should be like the lights in your house. When you turn it on, when you need it, and when it's not there, you shouldn't notice it at all. And it shouldn't be in the front page of the paper because of graphic corruption. And, you know, I want to win people's trust so they can say, hey, well, we're going to make some investments, and we have to make some investments. They trust me to do it. They don't think I'm going to waste the money. And then when we don't have to, we can cut, you know, every year we can cut back on money. We'll do that too. Every year we do a spending freeze at the end of the third quarter, because if you haven't bought what you need and if you haven't spent that money yet, there's no real reason you can't go another 3 months without it. And so we've been doing that, and that's helped us save a lot of money.
Well, being a mayor of a nice sized city in Massachusetts, you need participation up on Beacon Hill. Let's talk a couple minutes because we just got a couple minutes till the top of the hour. What is your state of the state opinion? You know, the opinion on how the state is running, and you know, the current office of Governor Baker.
Yeah, I think you know we're in a great position. You know, I'm a big fan of Governor Deval Patrick with the stuff that he did, and conditions he left the state. I think you know we're blessed to have Charlie Baker as a governor now. You know, he is a policy wonk in an environment where you know you really elect many policy people. Because it doesn't make for good politics, but I think he finds a good balance. So, and the best thing about him is not only is he interested in the details and he comes to every community, but he just wants to be governor, you know? He doesn't want to be anything else. And that's really important for, like, I just want to be mayor. I don't want to do anything else. Because if you focus on trying to parlay whatever you're doing into something else, you're going to make mistakes. And him focusing on the tea, him focusing on the opioid, you know, the homeless issue, getting those people out of hotels, you know, those are details that, you know, not everyday government understands. So I think that we're really poised. Now, I will tell you, you know, we have to invest more in our infrastructure. I'm really sad that the tying the gas tax to inflation got torn, taken down and not left. You know, and no one went to the people and voted against it. Just left them the other taxes got taken. But you can't have the work of government continue and then have an opioid crisis, and then have a housing crisis, and then have a tea crisis, and then not get any net new numbers. You can't reform your dollars so much that you can pay for all these added new issues. And I worry that one thing I do worry about, because we are doing things in education in Lawrence that no one has done ever in the United States. We're making strides in a big way, and money is significant.
Yeah, do you ever, and this is true, I think any municipality, there's always a money issue. Do you ever spend any time with mayors that are in a similar circumstance, like the mayor of Lowell, the mayor of Fall River? You guys ever just compare notes because you have similar issues and similar-sized communities? And if you look back, similar histories, you know, industrial towns.
Yeah, Lowell, Fitchburg, Fall River, you know, even Boston, Lynn, you know, Haverhill. We talk a lot. There's a Mass Mayors Association. We get a chance to see each other once a month. And, you know, we feel the same kind of the pain in different ways. And so we do get, you know, no one wants to be an original in that sense. We just want to make sure if it's working in Lynn, I'll use it in Lawrence, no problem.
Yeah.
And so we do talk a lot. We do get little things from each other. You know, we currently are, the reason why we had so much success in collecting back taxes and people that haven't paid is because we did basically what Fitchburg did. You know, we hired an outside team. We got them to do, they only get paid if we win. We did more than one group of attorneys, so they're competing against each other. And so we're getting the best result. But I got that for Fitchburg. I didn't create that myself. So yeah. It's really, really something good.
Well, you know, somebody who takes a good idea and implements it deserves credit just like anybody else.
Here. Yeah, we just try to do the best we can with what we got, and we don't get paid for originality. We get paid for results.
Yeah.
Well, you can see a lot of good things are happening up in the city of Lawrence. We're speaking with Mayor Dan Rivera. Mayor, we've got about 45 seconds left. Give us your little pitch speech for the city of Lawrence.
Listen, come to Lawrence. If you want to find a good place to build a business, a good place to raise your kids, a good place to work and live, you know, our great ball fields that we have and great energy that we have and this great immigrant culture that we have. I think everybody will, you don't have to go all the way to another community to find it. You can find it all in one place here in Lawrence.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor Dan Rivera of the City of Lawrence, thanks for taking a couple minutes to join us. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.